While the rest of the nation was counting votes, the NBA was counting baskets for the start of the pro basketball season. The NBA champion Detroit Pistons started their season with a win. Last season's runner-up team did not. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
So the Los Angeles Lakers, reformed team, Kobe Bryant the big star. What happened on their first outing?
Well, as you pointed out, they went down to defeat. The season's just beginning. There were certainly some very interesting results the first two nights of the season. But the Lakers are going to be the team, along with the Miami Heat, that will look most different this year, because the Miami Heat now have Shaquille O'Neal, and that shifts a lot of the balance of power from west to east. Phil Jackson is no longer coaching the Lakers. Rudy Tomjanovich, who won two championships in Houston, is. But as you said, it's all going to be on Kobe Bryant, because he was the one who demanded all the changes. Owner Jerry Buss gave them to him out in Los Angeles. Now he's got to produce championships without Shaquille O'Neal.
Want to ask about this. Didn't get a chance to see the game. Just saw the results of it, the Lakers game, that is. And, of course, we were hearing earlier this week from your friend Red Auerbach, who was a big fan of team play. Do the Lakers, as reformed here, fit that conception of team play?
Well, one of the reasons they changed what they were doing was because they wanted to get more shots for Kobe Bryant. They played their best basketball, at least they thought, last year when he took 25 shots a game. With O'Neal and Bryant fighting over the basketball, almost literally, and fighting over everything else, the team couldn't put it together in the finals against the Detroit Pistons. So now you're going to see Kobe Bryant take 25, 30 shots a game. So I'd say no, they're going away from the team concept.
38 points last night and they still lost. Now, Shaquille O'Neal goes over to the Heat, and you consider them a contender now.
Yes, I think the Heat, along with the Pistons, of course, the defending champions, and the Indiana Pacers should be the dominant teams in the East. The Heat won their opener last night on the road against the New Jersey Nets, a team that is fading. And there's no question, when you bring a dominant big man into what was a pretty good team in Miami last year that made the playoffs in a surprise, they move up to being one of the best teams in the East. Whether that means they win the East is a completely different issue. And, of course, O'Neal has to stay healthy.
Now, the Detroit Pistons, who you mentioned, nobody expected them to be the NBA champions last year. Can they repeat it this year?
I think there's no question that they can. The only injury they've got right now is their coach, Larry Brown, who's out for 10 days because of a hip problem. But they had three players, Ben Wallace, Richard Hamilton, Chauncey Billups, emerge as real stars in the finals last year. They were supposed to be the starless team going up against the team with stars. By the time they'd beaten the Lakers in five games, they had three legitimate stars, and that team is all back as it was last year.
Is it still true, though, that the best teams are in the West?
Yes, there's far more power in the West than the East, because you've still got the Minnesota Timberwolves with Kevin Garnett, who really emerged as a threat last year. You've still got the Sacramento Kings, who are trying to stay together to win one championship. And you've got other good teams in the West, like Dallas. I think the eighth best team in the West would probably be the fourth best team in the East.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
The comments of John Feinstein. His new book is on the legendary Boston Celtics coach, Red Auerbach. It's called Let Me Tell You a Story, A Lifetime in the Game.